Hello and welcome to Caston's Podcast. Caston is always being me, this being my 14th podcast already. I hope everyone's well. I am. It's been a bit of a rainy and work-filled week. I had a lot of exams in school and a lot of work outside of school. But that's okay. Everyone has work once in a while. I've submitted a story and that my friend Matthew has helped me read because I needed two characters to read it. I hope everyone's well. If you have any questions or comments or something, I got my Gmail account that I was longing for. It's thepodcaster@gmail.com. So I hope you enjoy the story, and I hope you guys have a nice week. Bye-bye. As a child, I was beaten by my parents, Charles said in a low voice to the velvet green ceiling with Dr. Patterson sitting beside him.
As a child, Jonathan was beaten by his parents.
I was never happy there. There was always something wrong in my life. Either it was the weeks of school I had to miss because of, you know, all the injuries, or all the crying I did when my parents divorced, or my aunt's constant yelling when I moved in with her, Charles said as he readjusted his position on the Greek-inspired daybed sitting on the fine red Indian carpet.
As a child, Jonathan missed school, lived through his parents' divorce, and had to live with his horrible grandmother until he was 18 years old.
What hurt me most was the disrespect my friends showed me when I told them about, you know, my problems. They never thought it was a serious matter. I mean, you know, Doctor, I know we were all only 10-year-old kids, but it hurt me like a bitch.
As a child, Jonathan cried himself to sleep in the hopes he would not wake up the next morning and face his so-called friends, who couldn't possibly understand what was going on in his life.
Then there were all the times my aunt forgot me somewhere in the city when we had to go get our welfare checks. I can't even begin to explain how horribly scared I was, you know, all alone. Go on, Charles, keep digging, Dr. Patterson muttered as he jotted down some notes.
As a child, Jonathan's grandmother left him alone for days at a time. He never knew when or if she would return.
And then there were the times my aunt caught me spying through the neighbor's window as Mrs. Breskley changed. Oh, my cheeks still ache.
As a child, Jonathan was often caught peeking through the keyhole in the shed across the street where the town's teens would make out. All the slaps on the behind and the embarrassment when Grandma yelled at the teens.
These things have been making me incredibly anxious lately, you know? These memories just keep popping up in my head, and I can't fall asleep. And when I do fall asleep, I can't wake up. And when I dream, it's always me standing in front of my aunt's door with a kitchen knife. And whoa, Charles, breathe, like I showed you, Dr. Patterson admonished him.
These days, Jonathan has been having nightmares and can't seem to fall asleep. He's even caught himself laughing hysterically at the empty ceiling above his bed.
Okay, Charles, I think that'll be enough for today. We made wonderful progress, though. Great stuff.
These days, Jonathan has long talks with his plants, asking for advice. He's so confused. He doesn't get any answers, though. He's thinking about ending his whole ordeal.
Thanks, Dr. Patterson. See you next Tuesday, right? I mean, see you soon, right? I don't know what I do without you, Doc. That balcony of mine sure looks tempting sometimes, but with you, Doc, I think it's going to be all right. Sure, Charles. Till next Tuesday. The psychiatrist leads Charles to the door and waves as the door closes again, making the stained glass with Dr. Jonathan Patterson printed on it rattle in the frame.